Okay, so really privileged today to welcome Stephanie Henson from Tech Time Out. And yeah, we're really going to talk about the use of technology, look at it really from a health and well-being perspective. And I suppose before we really continue, I'm just going to hand over to Stephanie to introduce herself and a little bit about who she is, her journey so far, and what led her really to set up Tech Time Out. Over to
Thanks,
you,
Claire.
Stephanie. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today. It's lovely to be here. So I'm Steph. Yes, yeah, so I'm the founder of Tech Time Out, and we're a digital wellbeing organization that support businesses implement digital wellbeing strategies into their organization. As you said, the impact on technology on health and wellbeing is becoming a bit of a newest challenge for business, for health and wellbeing, because as the huge amounts of technology that we're now using in businesses is brilliant, and it can help with efficiency and time saving, increased communication, but it can also have some adverse effects. But my background of how I got into this area is that I actually run a technology business, and have done for the last 7 years. And through the growth of that technology business, I managed to really experience some of the adverse effects myself of the overuse of technology, which led me to burn out and to be, really impacting my own health and well-being, where I wasn't sleeping and I was responding to emails at all sorts of weird times throughout the day and the nights, and not getting out to exercise, and really just having a really negative effect on my well-being. Which, it took me about 12 months to sort of get out from that journey. And then once I had sort of come out the other side, it really led me to think about my own relationship with technology, and then look around and see that actually it wasn't just me that was having these experiences, which led me into a field of research around, well, what is the impact of technology on our health? And fast forward a couple of years, and we've joined up with Kate and Neil, who the co-founders of Tech Time Out as well. We started sort of asking that question and really doing some more research, and we founded and launched in July 2020, right in the heart of the start of the pandemic. So yeah, that's our sort of journey to why Tech Time Out exists. And that's sort of the start of my journey, really, in terms of a quite a horrible experience myself, but then obviously came through and now want to share some of the knowledge and resources and prevention tools to businesses and individuals on how they can have a better relationship with their technology.
Okay, thanks for sharing that, Stephanie. And I think really having you on today, especially for the, I suppose for the audience that this recording will go out to, obviously it's the dental sector, and I can remember when I first started as a dental nurse, we were using pen and paper, we were, doing what's called charting. With a card, and actually technology was probably the height of technology was a phone on the reception desk. But throughout my time, in that area, I've seen big changes to where now pretty much everything down to the bookings, in practice, the charting, as I say, the note keeping, everything now is just technology. And obviously that combined with then the amount of technology people are using in their personal lives, and we can maybe go on to look at how much, time's being used on phones and tablets, screen surfing, all these things. I think it's a really important area to be looking at.
Definitely. I think, as you mentioned, the amount of tech now used in the dental sector is huge, and it's brilliant, that kind of patient, case management that's kind of keeping all the notes and the patient, like I said, the charting all being digitalized and the booking system. So now customers can book on, but they don't phone and speak to the receptionist anymore. They just kind of book online when they can, which is great and convenient for the customers. But now I imagine, dental reminders is all very automated now, where you get that reminder that, it's time to come for your booking. But just, it's another thing that will come through, another little ping to someone. But you go from all day looking at technology because you're using it for work, as do lots of people. And then just as we mentioned just before this call, and then you go on to your lunch break, and then what's the first thing that you do is you pull out your phone and you start looking at your social media messages or your WhatsApp messages, or you start doom scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, or the different channels that really do suck you in. And there's science behind it. So, you know, when you pick up a book and you start reading, there is an end to that book. You know, it finishes and it stops. So you stop reading because there's nothing more to read. Now, with social media feeds and a lot of the ways of in which technology is built, it's built to be endless, which means that you can just sit there and scroll forever and you will never get to the end of that, which makes it very difficult for us and our concentration to kind of pull out from that, because there's no triggers to tell us that we should stop. And that's why it's so easy for us to have that, oh, I'll just sit down and have a quick flick. I'm sure we can all relate to this. I'll just go and have a quick look. And then before you know it, you've lost 20 minutes or half an hour or even an hour of your life. And then you think, well, what have I actually learned? Nothing. I've done nothing productive during that period of time. And I think, you know, it's something that we all do it. And I'm not saying that we should never use social media and that we shouldn't, you know, sit and mindlessly scroll for a bit, but maybe being a bit more conscious of the fact that we're doing that and giving ourselves, right, I'm going to sit here and scroll for 20 minutes and then I'm going to get up and do the washing, or I'm going to get up and do something else. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go and do something that's going to make me feel good. Because there's a lot of research coming out now that the impact of social media is having quite an adverse effect on people's confidence levels, their self-esteem, because everyone's always showing their best selves on social media, aren't they? So we're never really seeing the true of what's going on behind quite closed doors. And then it builds these kind of insecurities that we should be doing more, or that we're not doing enough, or that we don't look the right way, or we're not buying the right things, or we don't have the biggest house, or all of these other things that you see on social media. It's all a false economy, really.
Absolutely. It's sort of like just the best bits, isn't it? Snippets of life that have just captured, you know, those moments. But actually sometimes those moments are even not true themselves. They've been actually heavily filtered, or, you know, so yeah, even what's being presented isn't actually even the best bit. It's just a snippet. Or okay, I mean, I think, yeah, definitely we're in terms of, you know, when we say, and I think it's fair to say that the development of mental health conditions, you know, and you've mentioned there about low self-esteem, you know, and it's actually, you know, the use of technology has been linked in with, you know, anxiety, depression. But I think, you know, when you said there about, you know, when people are now maybe not being physically present with others because everything's being done sort of via reminders on technology, people aren't having that human interaction as much as they were. And actually one of the mental health conditions that's prevalent now and coming through is that sense of loneliness. You know, we feel that we're connected with so many people, but actually through technology. But the flip side of that is we're not that connected, and actually that it can create loneliness.
Yeah, there's some great stats coming out. I mean they're not great, but I mean, yeah, they're enlightening. And I think raising awareness of this topic is really important, because technology is, you know, I mean, if you think about the whole period of evolution, it's taken like thousands and thousands of years, and suddenly now that we've got technology, everything is just done lightning speed. So, you know, from where we were 50 years ago to the technology now, and the technology is just speeding up because everything's becoming more efficient, and more people are training in it, and there's developers everywhere all building with different bits of software that are all doing different things. What's lacking is an awareness of what the negative impacts of these things are. So, you know, you can sit on a sofa, you know, next to your partner or a friend, and be connecting with someone over in Australia, but not actually talking to the person that's sitting next to you, or at a dinner table where everyone's on their phones. Or, you know, if you go out to a restaurant and you see, you know, a bunch of groups of friends, and they're all on their phones talking to other people, not actually being present in the moment. And that is a really big contributing factor to that isolation and loneliness that we're feeling. So the irony of it all is that the technology that was built to communicate and help connection is actually causing separation and these levels of isolation and loneliness. And there's a huge amounts of research coming out at the moment on the impact that this is having, particularly to younger people, because of the lack of that sort of human interaction, because it's not something that they've necessarily ever experienced. So they're coming up in the world only knowing this one way of levels of communication. It's becoming quite a hot topic, particularly for schools, universities, and younger employees that are coming into businesses where the communication skills aren't quite there, and people are asking, you know, what's going on? And it's because they've never had to, you know, communicate in the same way that other people have, because they've always just done things on technology.
Okay. I mean, so yeah. I suppose, Steph, looking at the work you do with Tech Time Out, obviously, you know, you've been really open about you had your own experience. And I think, you know, what was interesting when you opened up this conversation at the start, you said that, you know, actually your journey to maybe get things right for yourself was actually, you know, across maybe 12 months, you know, it was a 12 month journey. And I think that's really important to know, because, well, and for you to be open about that, because I myself believe that actually if we're going through something and we're going to change something, it doesn't actually happen in an instant. It's an investment in time. And it actually is like developing a skill, and developing a skill doesn't happen overnight. You need to recognize it, make that decision, and then invest that time. And slow and steady wins the race, I suppose, really, that if we do put in that input, we are going to eventually see a change.
Absolutely. I agree. And there's all of our research is all backed on sort of the stages of behavioral change, of how people do actually make proper changes into their lives. And like I say, it's an investment. You have to firstly be aware that you maybe have got a problem, and that's quite difficult as well to say, actually, it's not just, oh, I'm using my phone too much. I actually can't put it down, and I actually feel anxiety if it's not next to me, and I can't imagine leaving the house without my mobile phone. And oh my, you know, the stats are a little bit behind, but the amount of hours in a day where your mobile phone is within arm's reach is something like 20 hours of the day, you know, on average, because people always have it sort of next to them, so it's always within reach. And because of the behavior of it, it's very, very tempting to just pick it up and start scrolling, particularly if it's starting to beep at you all of the time. So one of my sort of top tips for people to start, you know, thinking about their own digital well-being is thinking about the amount of time that they're currently spending unnecessarily on technology. So we recognize that we do need to use technology, we absolutely do. We need it for work, we do need it to communicate, we need it to, you know, Zoom people and stay in contact with friends and family that aren't, you know, close to us, and for business connection, where you don't need to jump on a train and travel for 3 hours anymore. This conversation right now we're able to do because of technology. All of that is absolutely necessary. The sort of review is more around, what unnecessary time do I spend sort of on technology that maybe I don't need to do, that I could maybe do something else with? And then kind of mapping that out in terms of, okay, I usually spend about 4 or 5 hours a day of screen time on my device. You know, I'd recommend going and having a look in your devices and looking at your screen time, seeing what you are currently doing. And then just see if you can take one of those hours and do something that energizes you, or something that makes you feel good, maybe going for a walk or speaking with friends or writing or painting or learning the guitar or one of those passions that you've always wanted to do but you've never quite managed to do. And then have that as a non-negotiable. I'm going to give myself that time once a day, once every other day, twice a week, whatever that level is for you, that's right. I'm going to make space in my life for these things. And then that then becomes a non-negotiable and a boundary that protects you, that you're like, well, I'm just going to do it because it's in the schedule, it's in my diary, it's in my plan, whatever it is that you do. That then really helps kind of building that routine, because like you say, saying, oh, I'm going to use my phone a bit less is exactly the same as, oh, I'm going to start the diet on Monday. You know, it just doesn't happen. Or you might do it for a couple of days and then you'll forget, and then you're just kind of back to square one. So I do recommend people kind of building it in, you know, giving themselves that time and allowing that space. And another tip, I mean, I've got quite a few, but another big tip that I say to people is actually turning off the distraction, which is turning off notifications. So, you know, the notifications are on there to grab your attention, but there's a lot of notifications that you'll get through that really aren't necessary, because do you really need to know that Sally's commented on your latest, you know, Facebook post? Probably not, because you're going to go and check Facebook later anyway. So do you need to know at that particular moment that that's happened? No, not really. So actually going into the settings of the things that do, you know, beep and that are taking your attention away, and turning them off, because there's research that suggests that every time that we're distracted, it takes 23 minutes on average to get back on track to where you were when you were focused doing a task. So if you take that 23 minutes and times it by the amount of digital distraction that we have throughout the day, what it leads to is a lot of feeling of interruption, distraction, not really feeling that focused, and it can leave you to feel really unproductive, because you get to the end of the day and you haven't really attacked most of your to-do list that you'd set out to do at the start of the day, which can be really demoralizing. So things that really you can do to really hold your focus, you know, will really help people to feel like you've had a successful day. And that's a big feeling of well-being as well, to feel like you've done a good job. That builds into a lot of people's you know, success of how they felt, how they feel in their role, how they feel their day's gone. And when we're continuously, you know, distracted by really unessential notifications, it can really fill your head up with loads of stuff that you really don't need.
I think one of the phrases is right now, isn't it, that people feel busy. Everybody feels busy, like there's no time. I have somebody quite close to me that says that there is time. There's the same amount of time that's always been. It's just that now people are taking up their time with technology and losing time to, like we say, doom scrolling or, you know, unproductive, you know, screen surfing. So actually, how much time can we get back where we do have that time for ourselves? And I think these lunchtime periods, I think, especially if we're in the workplace, you know, when we've been working maybe all morning, we've got an afternoon shift, that time whereby we can have that for ourselves. And I think that was really interesting what you said about the book at the start, where you know, like you said, technology is designed not to have an end, that you can keep going and going, the pages just keep going and going. Whereas actually a book, you know, you can come to the end of that chapter and know it's the end of that chapter and then revisit the next chapter, or the book actually itself ends, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's just time away from the screen. And even if it's not a book, I suppose a magazine, you know, going back and buying a magazine at the weekend and carrying that in your bag and thinking, okay, well, I'm going to maybe go out and have a walk and maybe sit and read that instead this week, just to try and get into the habit of doing something else away from the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, our recommendation is that people take a regular tech timeout. So once a day, every day, give yourself a tech timeout. It doesn't matter how long it is. It can just be 15 minutes if that's all you've got, because you've got a hectic schedule. You've only got 15 minutes. That's fine. Take it. Take an hour, take half an hour, take 20 minutes, whatever you can fit into that day. Just make the time and make the effort to do something that doesn't involve technology, even if it's just sitting there doing nothing. That's more beneficial than sitting sort of doom scrolling, because it allows your mind to reset and process and problem solve and all of these things that happen in the background that don't happen as effectively once your mind and your focus is on some dance or something that someone's doing on Facebook. You know, it's just filling our minds up with distraction. And there's a lot of a psychologist has written something recently around that we're actually just avoiding problems. So when we want to avoid something, instead of facing it, we're just keeping ourselves busy. And like you say, we're not dealing with problems, which is building on to the kind of the impact that it's then having on how we're feeling, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the impact on sleep, the impact on communication. It's all this kind of spiral impact that I'm confident that we could resolve if everyone could just be a bit more mindful of the use of the technology that they're using, and recognizing when it's tech for good and when it's actually, when it's crossing that line and it's not being beneficial anymore. And if you're listening to this and thinking, actually I'm feeling some of these things, then take action. Then, you know, just start by putting your phone out of reach. Just start by turning off your notifications. That's going to really help to start that to start that journey. And like you say, it is a journey. It's not going to be overnight. And no, not looking at your phone for 10 minutes a day isn't going to fix everything, but it is going to start that journey of finding a better way to use tech and to fit things into your life that are going to bring you pleasure and happiness. So we do offer a digital wellbeing training. And as part of that, we do a workshop exercise where we look at the things that you feel energized by or that makes you happy. And then we look at how much time that you spend a week doing these things in comparison to the amount of time you spend on screens. It's quite enlightening when you look at it like that. And when it's there in front of you, it's quite easy to see the changes that need to happen. But when you're in the midst of it and you've got kids and work and this, that and the other and everything beeping at you all the time, it's so hard to make any changes that are going to be beneficial because it's just life. There's no time. There's so much going on all the time. Life just feels so chaotic. And it doesn't help that we've now got 2-3 years of events that's being squeezed into 2022. Yeah. I don't know about anyone else, but there's events galore. Like, you know, you can't get hold of people because everyone's doing all the stuff that's been kind of brought back to life this year from the 2 years that we've had from, you know, the pandemic. So yeah, those are my sort of, I've got lots of tips and there's a lot more in the training that we do cover off in different areas in terms of boundary setting, time blocking, how you can effectively use, you know, social media and use technology in the workplace. How to spot signs of your colleagues is another big one to think about in terms of the impact that you're having on your colleagues' digital wellbeing in the way that you're using technology. So lots of things to think about. But yeah, that's the sort of the digital wellbeing training that we do offer. But a few tips there in terms of turn your notifications off for things that you just don't need. Make sure that you do during your lunch break or during a point after the day, do take some tech time out throughout the day just to do, you know, something else. And really protect that time and make it non-negotiable. And hopefully that will start that journey of creating a more balanced and sustainable relationship with technology for everyone.
And I think it's about not putting pressure on yourself to be perfect in this change straight away, isn't it? That actually is going to be, like we keep saying, a journey. And actually, if you do attempt to have tech time out and fail, you know, for example, that you did end up back on your phone, not giving yourself a hard time, but recognizing that there was that effort there, that attempt to do it, and actually it's okay to try again tomorrow. And you know, like we said at the start, making a change isn't easy, and that's generally why a lot of people never make a change and change, because it isn't easy. But I think knowing that the likes of yourself and the work you do, and like you say, you offer the training, and I know you do some really great support packs as well that people can use just to help, you know with the packs. I think you have the coloring, don't you? And I think just to help people start their journey and really be supported on it, because sometimes when we are trying to make change, we do need support. But I think it's not giving yourself a hard time about it either. If it doesn't go the right way to start with, just keep going and eventually you might get there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It is a journey, you know. And I think, you know, the first question is what is the impact? What is the impact that technology is having on your life? Is it positive? If it is, great. If you think actually might need a bit of work, or actually no, it's really negative, then time to think about some changes that you can make. And we've got idea generators, and we've got tech time out challenge packs, we've got support packs that you can find on the website as well. And we obviously do offer the digital wellbeing training for organizations to support mental health first aiders and or digital wellbeing champions within the business in order to help spot the signs and really encourage that that healthy relationship with technology in a business, because like we say, we need technology, we use technology in business all the time, and it's really needed. So we're definitely not anti-tech by any means. We're not saying don't use tech, we're just saying let's use it in a way that's going to benefit us and help us grow and inspire us and be happy and think about different things that we can do, not in a way that's going to send us down spirals of feeling inadequate or not good enough or lonely, or you know, building on these like anxious or depressive sort of thoughts that we're seeing the research is really showcasing.
Absolutely. You know, Steph, thank you so much. I think, you know, in conclusion, you know, you're definitely a company that are there to support this, and I think what we're going to do is put the details for anybody listening to this who wanted to contact you directly about any training or support resources, and so people can contact you directly. But can't thank you enough today for coming on, and I'm sure we'll follow up and do another talk in the near future again.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for having me, Claire.
All right. Thank you, Steph.